Siren 107.3 FM is driving you wild. Midweek drive with Alexius Levchuk and Julie Corden on Siren 107.3 FM.
It's just the kind of thing I thought it was actually time to actually go retro and old school, so I thought we'd dig that one out. No, we haven't got Julie Corden in the studio. She's events managing and all sorts of things. Lisa McAllister's poorly. Holly Cox is seeing her aunt in London. Well, why not indeed? Professor Brian Winston is recovering from, well, his Asian trips and all sorts of other things, and quite rightly needs to sleep, needs to work through that. And Fotini Efstathiou has effectively popped her head around the corner, didn't see anybody here, and vanished. Oh, well, there we are. We also might have actually been joined by Roxy D'Oliveira, but I think she's just fretting about her dissertation. Still, that's what you call keeping live activities going, isn't it, Cameron Tilbury?
It is. It sounds like you're juggling a lot of things.
Hey, you don't want to see the things I'm juggling, my dear boy. Let us move on, you know, dexterously and committedly to what is, I think, a nice mellow track to this. It's Daniel Mason that you've actually launched, or you're about to launch the show with, in terms of this sort of Mason routine. I mean, presumably he has checked out that the person he's speaking about is indeed, or singing about, is indeed female.
Yes, well, what I wanted to do this week is we always tend to play the finished product of a song, so I wanted to kind of give you a glimpse into the process that happens here in Nashville. You know, Jolie, and my wife, is a writer, and she's been doing a lot of work with Cece Dubois. They've been writing a lot of songs together. Once they write a song, sometimes they'll sit down and they'll just record it as what's called a scratch mix, where they just cut it raw as it is. But sometimes when a song they think is something that's really worthwhile pitching to get somebody to record, they'll then go in and do a demo. And that's what they've done with this. This song that you're hearing now is not a finished product. This is just a guitar vocal demo. It's written by Jolia and Cece Dubois, and Daniel Mason is the singer and guitar player on it. And the whole purpose then is to come up with something that they can then go and pitch to try and get other artists to record. So this is what you're hearing is a demo, and I hope you enjoy it. This is a song called She's a Woman on Siren FM.
She's a woman. A miracle, she's undeniable, a treasure sweet and rare, she's a woman.
She is, you know. I think it's confirmed on that basis. Ed has not quite left the studio. He's just playing around with the webcam. I don't know why. I mean, you know. I mean, we did consider actually having some cardboard cutouts to actually manifest the whole thing, but it's all right. Hey there, everybody. Anyway, Ed, you enjoyed that, didn't you?
I did. A kind of slowed down version of The Hole of the Moon by the Waterboys, C major. And with reference to the webcam, I think I've opened it twice. So if you log on to sirenonline.co.uk, you can see two of each of us presently.
Whoa.
Very clever, isn't it?
There you go.
Slightly surreal, possibly.
More than
slightly
enough.
Surreal, but slightly strange. Okay, let's have the first words from Penny Evans today. Penny has actually now turned in. Indeed tuned in to the Midweek Drive on Silent FM. Welcome, Penny. Marvellous. Actually, funny enough, speaking of Penny, somebody who's also one of the musicians who's opening up stuff. Don't forget, Penny can be seen in action in a fabulous event in Buxton that's taking place very shortly. I'm sure Katie will have the details of that. Katie, have you got the details of Penny's next event in Buxton?
No.
Unbelievable. You know, I mean, it's bad enough. Ed has cherished Penny's CD, which he keeps, you know, nicely safe in his very own particular pigeonhole system. And I bet, you know, I'm sort of quite got the...
It's just the other side of this door.
Just the other side of this door.
Tantalisingly close to that CD player, in fact.
Anyway, before we actually promote what Penny's actually doing with a fabulous performance, which I was actually tagged in, so I can work through that, even though I don't think I'll be appearing. In fact, I'm fairly certain I won't be appearing in this particular area. But Eddie Davenport is a singer-songwriter based in New York, whom Cameron Tilbury started off by owning a whole range of gas stations and working as a gas station vogue. Now, together with his daughter, he's producing all sorts of things, and we'll be hearing some of his material in the first part of the production. So great news as far as that's concerned.
Cool.
Anyway, Ed saw the crescent. We saw the whole of the moon, although it was a lot slower than the classic Waterboys. She's a Woman. What did you make of it? Nikki Wells.
Well, I have to say, I didn't quite get the Waterboys association, but I really enjoyed the song. I had a sleepless night last night. I was lying in bed fretting. I only had about 2 hours.
Well, the stress of the show isn't that bad, is it?
No, it won't. No, the show is the highlight of my day, especially speaking to Cameron. But, you know, it was just what I needed. It was balm for my frayed and frazzled nerves.
Balm for your frayed and frazzled nerves.
Feeling much more chilled now.
I should hope so. That's right.
And I'm a woman, I think. Last time I looked,
there
I was.
Yeah, it's all right. We won't be checking in the studio, either on air or off air, with respect to that. It's not that kind of show. Ace Publicist, thank you for everything you do, including the virtual hand-holding and reading of advanced drafts of manuscripts. That's your dedication, Cameron.
It certainly is.
Yeah. It's wonderful. What did you make of that whole particular piece of music, please, Katie Grimerson?
Very chilled out. I've had a chilled out day today reading Kindred by Octavia Butler.
Nice.
For my postmodern.
Very good.
Yeah. Literature thing. So, yeah, it was nice and chilled out.
I like to feel that's very positive on that whole side of things. And some exciting news courtesy of MapleStar Music and Media. You sent over details earlier this week, Cameron, that there's an exciting celebration of good stuff happening there. Share with us what good stuff is happening.
Well, we've got on Friday, Jolia and Cece, who co-wrote that song, are going to be taking part in a really cool event that's going on here in Nashville. It's actually a charitable thing. It's kind of a rock star camp. So what's happening is there women have signed up for this, all ladies. They've signed up for this event. I think the orientation is tomorrow. Then Friday, what happens is this group of women will sit down with Jolia and Cece and write a song. So Jolia and Cece are going to teach them how to write a song, help them do that. They're also learning how to play instruments because they've never played before in their lives. And then on Saturday night, they're going to be playing the instruments they've never played before and singing the song that they've written on Friday. They'll be playing that live at a club in downtown Nashville. So that's really kind of cool.
It just seems simply marvellous.
That sounds absolutely amazing. You should have that televised. Yeah. There's a new reality TV show, you know, the Rockstar Boot Camp. I'm loving it. Can I come next time?
Yeah. You can, yeah, sure.
Excellent.
So he says that just, you know,
it's really neat. So they'll be doing the songwriting all Friday afternoon, and then we'll go to the show on Saturday and see how they do.
So when they perform, what's the audience like? Is it going to be a small, intimate little club? Is it going to be a huge venue?
It's a bigger. It's one of the big clubs here in Nashville, the Wild Horse. That's a really big place. Lots of dancing. I think there's three floors on it. It's just huge. So they're not going into something where, you know, if it doesn't work, nobody will know about it. They're really going to be going out there on a limb. So,
they'll need some cast iron nerves, actually. That's a big ask.
Yeah.
It'll be wonderful. It's got your wife involved with it, Cameron. It can't be anything but wonderful. So, you know,
and we know you're very good at hand-holding.
Yeah, sure, exactly. Should we work our way through that. Okay, Notes from a Very Small Island, coming up with the wondrous soul who is Anna Lewis. Last two questions for Cameron Tilbury, please. Ed.
Cameron, have you had a reasonably interesting link with us on the telephone today?
It's been fun.
Thank you, sir. And can we look forward to doing this again around about this kind of time next Wednesday?
Good point, Ed, because remember, you say around about this kind of time, we fall back.
An hour.
Let's not confuse details because they may still be, you know, forward in the States. We don't know what could happen.
So you go back to this weekend?
We do indeed.
We get an extra hour in bed Saturday through Sunday.
Sounds good to me.
To you, yes.
We'll be either an hour later or an hour earlier.
Exactly.
I'll have to look it up and
Time zones. It's very, very difficult.
Hi, I'm Trevor Dan, or Professor Trevor Dan, as they like to call me at the University of Lincoln. You are listening to Siren FM.
Okay, so we promised we'd mention this. Coming this way, your way, Friday the 25th of October, the fantastically talented independent artists who'll be fronting the bill from around the world as part of the Night Flight radio show live, featuring Penny Evans, Louise Latham, Lights That Change, Liam B, a whole host of other fine folk that's actually there. And that's what Penny is actually involved with as far as a fabulous radio show, The Night Flight. So don't worry, it's not a performance. It's effectively accessible via 10 p.m. Central Eastern Time, CET Central Time, 9 p.m. And you can find out details by presumably going to the website and checking out all the joys of John Paul French Productions. That's John Paul French Productions and his fabulous radio show. We do lots of fabulous radio shows, amazingly, here on Siren 107.3 FM, of course, one of which is coming up at around about 7:30, and that would be the Abomination Show. But, of course, there's Ed's breakfast show on Friday. There's all sorts of other wonderful things from that point of view. There's also...
Notes from a Very Small Island can only mean it's time for our top Jersey correspondent, Anna Maria Lewis, on the Midweek Drive.
Yes, Anna Maria Lewis. Anna Lewis, welcome back, because as Katie Grimmison said... I like Anima Lewis. I like her. Very good. Didn't you say that, Katie?
I think I did, yeah.
Yeah, you see, you think it's that short-term memory. Today, in case you're wondering, what animal is Katie wearing upon her top? It's a kitty cat. Okay,
yep.
There we are.
Oh.
Yeah, because I know you don't necessarily bond on the whole range of things. So, I'm holding in my left hand, Anna, a fabulous novella. In fact, a rock and roll Christmas carol of a novella. Yes, in fact, it's a rock and roll. Spirit of Christmas, a modern-day rock and roll adaptation of Charles Dickens' classic A Christmas Carol. And the author of said novella is sitting directly opposite me, available to speak to you good self. It's wonderful. Yeah. Ultimate rock chick author Nikki Wells. Because I gather from Facebook updates, Anna, you're also kind of getting involved with screenplays, screenwriting and various other bits and pieces. Is this true?
Well, I've got to give a talk tomorrow.
Yes.
And it's just, like, very nerve-wracking because everything that could go wrong with it's gone wrong.
Look,
but it's been
a
busy week.
You will be okay. You know, you will get thanked through. I shall reveal that bizarre thing we found out on Facebook that, astonishingly, both our mothers, they've moved on to different vales, of course, both born on the same day. Amazing. Pretty much the same year, because they would have been exactly the same age had they been here. But there we are. They are. They're not. So they're up there saying, what a pig's ear you're making of the whole thing. No, don't worry. It's all good. And if your mum is still alive, look after them, because you never know when they won't be. So there we are. Just a little mind of that sort of routine. Just... Little line there. And also drive carefully because it is a midweek drive. Whom do you wish to speak to, Anna Lewis? Do you want to speak to Ed? Do you want to speak to Katie? Or do you want to speak to aforementioned ultimate rock chick author? Imagine Bridget Jones rocking Notting Hill. As opposed to Notting Hill, I know. Back to Ken Dodd again. That would be Nikki Wells. Whom do you wish to speak to?
I'll speak to Nikki, actually, because I'm intrigued about this Charles Dickens interpretation. It's very intriguing.
Oh, good. I'm glad you get captivated by the idea. What do you want to know?
Well, no, it's, you know, what do you think the qualities are in Dickens' writing that appeals to all people of all ages? Because, you know, sometimes I think, oh, come on, we're frumpy because we like Charles Dickens. But then I think again, well, no, Dickens is really, really current. Do you know what I mean? There's sort of themes that run through Dickens, which... well, that's my opinion. I'm asking you what you think.
No, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, what appealed to me is the basic... it's a broader interpretation of Ugly Duckling to Swan, isn't it? You've got this really mean, vile, horrible man, Scrooge. He's obviously not called Scrooge in this new adaptation. And he gets to see the error of his ways, and he makes a miracle transformation which makes your heart glow, and it's very festive, very seasonal, very appropriate. And I think as I was writing the adaptation, I was thinking, you know, sometimes we could all do with a couple of ghosts coming round and showing us where we might not have been as charitable or as open-minded or as caring as we could be. So it's a caricature almost of places in which everybody goes wrong. And I think that's why it resonates. It's so out of proportion that you don't feel personally like somebody's pointing the finger at you, but it still makes you think. Well, that's sort of where I'm coming from. Does that make any sense?
It does, yeah. I think it's almost like a moral story.
It certainly is.
You've got to couch it in the times that it was written, and of course Dickens was for his time and you are for yours, so well done.
Well, thank you.
To adapt the story to some, you know, to a more popular audience is brilliant. I think
The reviewers seem to think so. But, you know, as I was researching, you know, the rights and the licenses and everything, and could I even go there on account of copyright, I discovered an astounding array of adaptations. I mean, the Muppets have done it. There's a Smurf version. and there's, you know, various film versions of it. So it seems a timeless classic, and I felt it was time that I put some rock and roll into it. With, you know, everything that entails, right down to the ghost. So I had a lot of fun writing it because I love Christmas. It was just a perfect little project for me. And I hope that'll shine through.
Yay. Well done.
Thank you.
So what's next on the horizon?
Oh, gosh, that would be full-length book number 4, Fallen for Rock, which I'm working on right at this time, coming your way in July.
Okay.
But one thing at a time. I hope Alex won't mind me saying this. We'll have a little party for the spirits of Christmas here on Siren in two weeks.
Bah, humbug.
Yeah,
that
will be our catchphrase. I know. So hopefully you'll be able to make it to that one, and then we can talk Christmas songs and things.
You see, I don't really think we should even start thinking about the C word until probably December the 18th, normally. Yeah, that's the
that will be my birthday.
Yeah, there we are, you see. and Ed's as well. It's going to be like party time in all sorts of ways. Very strange and peculiar.
Yeah, we will rock this
place. December the 18th, is that your...
It's the 8th, actually.
It's the 8th.
And you are right, Alex. It's far too early to start talking about Christmas. A whole 62 days until we need to worry about
it. It's starting to feel like Christmas, though, now.
This is the time when people feel Christmassy. I was checking out the Christmas charts this morning, and there are books published in July, Christmas novellas published in July.
And we know that a lot of Christmas movies were shot in the height of summer. Yes, that's preparation. That doesn't mean to say it's necessarily there, okay?
Although somebody has put the Christmas decorations up around Balegate last night. So what sort of message
does that send out? Yeah, I'm thinking Christmas lights are up. Not on, but up.
Quite astounding.
I bet they don't do that in Jersey, do they?
Well, they do. I mean, it's criminal, really. You're in the shop one day. It is criminal. You're in the shop one day, and then the minute you turn your head, then suddenly there's this kind of rash of Christmas stuff that takes up half the card shops and half... department stores, and before you know it, I mean, you're still out there in your, well, not in my case, I would wear a bikini, but you're out there in your sort of the end of season summer clothing, and the next thing, you're confronted with all this stock.
I tell you, my one piece bikini is almost sort of, it's just not the same at all.
They should create the mankini. I mean, I'm sure they've thought of everything else, haven't they?
Anna, do you have any special Christmas traditions over in Jersey that will come to life?
Well, in the olden days, I think they probably were. Jersey's so small and so parochial that they used to have like parish get-togethers. And I mean, one thing that is very lovely is that the community bonds together, and each parish has gatherings of pensioners. So they have a pensioners' lunch in each of the. I suppose the equivalent would be a village. Which is nice. And there's one, a very wealthy gentleman in Jersey who's not married, who has no children. And he gives £100 in vouchers to every single pensioner in the island. And that's quite a feat. I mean, he's set up for that. I mean, he started doing it about 3 or 4 years ago. And every pensioner that makes themselves known to him people get these £100 in food vouchers. And so that's a real act of generosity.
That's more than the government does, let's face it.
Well, that's Scrooge turned anti-Scrooge. I mean, I'm not saying he was a Scrooge
precisely.
Before.
Be very careful.
But that's
no
very
names.
Much in the message of
Christmas,
isn't it? It is
in the spirit. Exactly.
It is better to give than to receive, as
absolutely.
I frequently say. News about a fabulous first anniversary birthday bash for Lincoln Inspired coming up, which is very important, and you should actually go there because it's got Elliot Morris and a whole heap of other goodies that'll be happening from that point of view. But it now falls to Nikki Wells to throw those last two questions to, of course, Anna Lewis, before we go flying over to New York to speak to Eddie Davenport.
Anna, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today?
Yes, I have. Thank you.
Brilliant. Yes. And can we look forward to speaking with you again next week?
Indeed you can.
Excellent.
Yes. Can you see Anna?
Rock on.
She will return.
Rock on. Yep.